Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Charlie Skelton joining us in 30 minutes to give us a brief report from the London Guardian on his perspective of Bilderberg 2011. He's still in Switzerland, having missed his flight yesterday. I was very exhausted in the aftermath of covering Bilderberg and also being in New York yesterday. I think overall it was a decent radio show, but I was somewhat reflective. We did cover a lot of news, but nothing compared to what we'll cover today. I am completely energized and was chomping at the bit to get behind the microphone today. We're going to cover some very weighty, very serious issues dealing with the social engineers of our planet and exactly what is being set up. So thank you so much for joining us today. Believe me, this is a transmission that you are not going to want to miss. That is the guest that we have on with us again is Charlie Skelton. Coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, we'll have wide open phones throughout the rest of the broadcast and also get into some other important health news in the third hour today. But I do want to take a lot of phone calls today in the second and third hours. We'll see if I get around to it. Time does fly when you're fighting tyranny. And there is no rest when you're living in reality, trying to live in reality. It's a constant struggle to be aware of the artificial habitat that the social engineers have built for us. Humans, it is the great human trait to alter your habitat more than a bird does building a nest or a monkey building a nest up in a tree. Humans have altered their environment to a great extent, but the social engineers are more and more making the decisions about the type of environment we're going to live in. And I don't want to be treated as an animal who is basically domesticated and used as a biological android and then basically phased out. And that's what the controllers of our globe have openly said that they're doing. And more I want to shift into really exposing the fact that we are living in a false construct. In the precursor to what you could call the insertion into a fully digital matrix. More and more, we're being fed disinformation, lies, manufactured, adulterated food, manipulated water. All of these things are being biologically and chemically altered for reasons of lowering IQ, overall cognitive ability, and lowering fertility. And humans are designed to see things on the surface, on the face of it. We're designed to live in an honest world and make honest, common sense decisions. And the globalists are manipulating blind spots like a magician does in the human psyche to basically jack in and hack the human firewall and turn off our basic hardwiring for self-preservation. And I'm here to simply to try to get you to wake up and realize that you are being manipulated. There is a war on for your mind. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to believe in everything I talk about or trust me. In fact, I don't want you to. I want you to critically think about the ideas I bring forward, research it for yourself, and I think you'll find out that I'm telling you the truth. But from your life experiences and perspective, you may see it from a slightly different angle and will undoubtedly add to my overall ideas themselves, which are a cosmology of other basic truths and philosophical and environmental understandings through the history of humanity. Now that I do have a bit more energy today, in fact, a lot more energy, I do want to talk about some of the things that happened at Talkers, because it was interesting to look at the development in new media from the perspective of talk radio, and also what you could see is a vestigial section of what has grown into the alternative media. We're also going to get into some of the new big developments dealing with the euro falling apart. It's in the Financial Times of London today. And we'll also get into a lot of key police state news. Stay with us.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2011. We have a very jam-packed key live broadcast today. We'll have open phones in the second and third hour today. London Guardian writer and investigative journalist Charlie Skelton will be joining us. He's still in Switzerland in the aftermath of Bilderberg. A lot of big reports there. Also out today at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The globalists on their agenda from our moles have been desperate to keep the euro going, because off the euro, they then merged that with the North American Union and the Asian Union, both already set up via stealth. WikiLeaks 2 weeks ago released more internal North American Union documents confirming what we broke down in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that we're already in a North American Union signed by secret treaty in 2005. And the headline is Bilderberg Plan to Save Eurozone in Tatters. We're going to be going over some of that today. Also, militarily, China rebukes U.S. over South China Sea disputes. Now, that's just some of the news we have on that front. Also, militarily, focus on Afghan war is shifting eastward, as we told you it would, towards Pakistan. Japan city to give radiation counters to children. We've got new news on fluoride and what's happening there. We also have Berlusconi in a big defeat in Italy, trying to hand over the infrastructure of Italy to foreign offshore banks, quote, privatization. No, it's just giving it to the global private banking cartel that acts as a government. Big defeat against the globalist in Austria. They were going to privatize large sections of their Austrian Alps and give it to global consortiums as part of loan guarantees, when Austria is incredibly wealthy. This is just insiders in Austria trying to sign their country over. That has failed. A lot of positive things are happening against the globalist agenda across the world. The attempt to privatize already paid for existing roads to foreign multinational corporations is failing. I'm a free market guy. This is not free market. You wanted to have people vote to have a local company with total transparency and have bids take over roads, that would be one thing. But not when it's foreign banks coming in, paying off your politicians, and then they sign it over, and then they basically triple the cost of the roads via the tolls, as many of the studies have shown. That is not the type of privatization we want. See, the globalists are good at taking labels that sound good and then putting them on bad things they're doing. They call the Patriot Act patriotic. It's the opposite. They call a plan to mass drug half of the population in their own documents the New Freedom Initiative. They call all these horrible things they do, they give them wonderful sounding little names. But again, my friends, it is Tuesday, the 14th day of June, 2011. And I want to first get into the takeover system happening worldwide to what we know of as the Internet, that has now become the almost total commerce system of the planet. It is becoming our civilization, and I want to integrate that into the spying systems that are piggybacked in the OnStar systems, the cell phones, the toll road tag tracking boxes, the cable boxes, the TiVos, the DVRs, all of it. The, quote, smart homes, not of the future, but that are now being put into place when you purchase a washer, a dryer, a audio-video system. All of it is having piggybacked into it surveillance two-way systems, and you're paying for it, and you're not being warned about it. It's just becoming ubiquitous. It's being engineered system-wide in the society. And there's a constellation of articles in the last few days that illustrate this. The Pentagon is calling for tens of billions of dollars worldwide, and this is being reported on with a straight face, to build, quote, private networks in Eastern Europe, China, Latin America, and in the United States for, quote, dissident groups so that governments can't clamp down on dissidents. Now, this is at the same time while they're trying to brand anyone that criticizes the banking cartel looting $27-plus trillion, engineering a depression on record. Why would they be building that? Well, really what it is a network for their armies of millions of private spy contractors in the U.S., over a million conservatively, millions of private contractors worldwide. This is the new economy. The banks have unlimited tax money from we the people to hire the mercenaries they need at every level of society. And the way they compartmentalize these mercenaries, most of them don't even know that they're mercenaries. Also, these new Internet 2 grids they've built through universities, Fortune 500, also then have the snooping software, the gatekeeping grids, the control systems to shut off parts of the web or the entire web, but more importantly, deliver their propaganda to you by shutting off the Internet as you know it and redirecting you to only approved sites that display government messages. And that was announced 2.5 years ago during the flu outbreak. Headline, government looked at shutting off entire web and redirecting everyone to a White House announcement on flu at the CDC. Remember that headline? In fact, let's try to search that. Government looked at shutting off web during flu emergency. That'll be the headline. And then deeper it said, well, it wouldn't be shut off. You would only get government messages. And how they're going to do this is they're going to slowly phase it in where, oh, I want to get to that hot new video site. I've got to sign up. That's on the new Internet. It's the new cool thing. Oh, I want a sub-site on that site. I've got to sign on and agree to waive my rights and agree to give them my copyright and agree to give them control over me. So they're creating really a false commons that sounds libertarian but isn't, so they can control it and track it with the algorithm. And then as revolution worldwide mounts towards this, they've already got their pre-deployed activists and spies in every city and every town of every country fully funded who have their own communications network outside of the web so the globalists can shut the web off or desperate nations will shut the web off during these overthrows and then only their operatives will be able to be active. And again, this is not a dumbed down radio show here where I simply get up here and go, oh, look, Obama says my family would be fine with just one term and hints of him not running again because he's falling like a fallen star. Oh, you know, look at how they're dumbing down the debates where they ask him what their favorite type of chicken wing is last night. Sure, all of that's important. But compared to the major technological changes taking place, compared to the fact that the people running the global transformation are cunning, are ruthless, and in all of their major publications talk about how much they hate us and how the general public is a disease and a parasite and needs to be wiped out. And then you study history in every culture, whether it was the Japanese or whether it was the Chinese or whether it was Mesoamericans or whether it was Druids or whether it was the Romans or whether it was the Israelites or whether it was the Rus, the Norse, Russian, Rus, red hair, founded by Vikings. Oh, yeah, their longboats went into China. It is a human trait by elites, if they have an enemy, to kill everyone. So this isn't a new idea. It is simply an old idea manifest with a high-tech grid. Now, folks, if you're a longtime listener, you heard me 15 years ago as a guest on your local radio station, and you go, man, this guy really sounds crazy, but I heard him 10 years ago talk about so much of what's now actually happened, I better listen. That's right, you better listen. Because everything I talk about is supported by mountains of admissions. But all of those admissions are packaged with a very thin spin on them to make them palatable. And they package these things with only a thin candy coating because they want to acclimate you to accept it. I remember getting up on air 15 years ago and talking about human cloning and the fact that it had already been done and getting calls and emails saying, you are a lunatic liar. And I had BBC and I had Der Spiegel and other reports where they said, yes, we did clone humans, this company, that company. They did it in South Korea. They did it in Costa Rica. Here's the company that's done it. Now they're splicing the humans with chimpanzees. But we're only bringing them up to a certain embryonic level, and then we're dissecting the fetuses. That was 1996, those articles. Then in 2003, the Washington Post admitted the humanzees at laboratories in Costa Rica again. That's a big center of this. And I was on, I remember because I was one of the first times on, it was like the third or fourth time I was on Coast to Coast AM, and I mentioned the humanzees. And even for that show, they had trouble with it. And the host, I think it was Norair, it might have been when I was on with Punnett, they pulled it up and went, wow, there is the Washington Post. Of course, they weren't showing people the humanzees, but they were there. But see, now we talk about that, and it's like, so what? Okay, they got part cow, part human, part pig, part human. See, we're being acclimated. We're being acclimated.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody.
Okay, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it on screen. If not, just go to Infowars.com. We have a link to it. Epoch Times. It's also at Drudge Report right now, DrudgeReport.com. Chinese spying devices installed on Hong Kong cars. Now, you see, when I read an article like this, I've already looked at what multiple U.S. insurance companies for at least 7 years have been paying their customers by giving them discounts on the cost of their insurance. I've already studied what's going in U.S. cars. I've already studied what the Department of Transportation in major cities across the United States, including Austin, where I live, for at least 2 years, have been paying people in Austin at $600 a year to have a satellite tracker box in their car that simulates taxing them by the mile. And I've looked at the different boxes they're using, and it is basically the same configuration of this one. I remember 15 years ago knowing that most cars manufactured in Europe, Japan, the United States, had a tracker box in them that tracked how fast you were driving, where you were going, basically what happened. Now it's law that those be in the cars. And I'm not saying, ooh, look, I knew all this. It's just I get up on air and I tell you this stuff is becoming universal. And when I tell you what the real use of these is, understand I know what I'm talking about. Okay? And this is just one thing of hundreds. Just like I knew in 96 that by October 1st, 2000, all cell phones would be satellite triangulated, GPSed, and would listen to you remotely even when the phone is off. Now they've announced it to the slaves. Oh, it was crazy 15, 16 years ago, just like telling you about clones was crazy. Now it's not. There's a breakaway civilization, and we know it's there. We don't know exactly what it's doing, but we know it's more advanced than what we're living in. And what is doled out to us from behind the corporate, multinational technocracy through the governments and through the corporate subsidiaries of the monopoly men all has a use that we're told we're paying for. But we're really paying for the main use, our use of Google, our use of cell phones, that's all secondary. These are guardian spies, guardian devils. In their own words, to quote, predict the future. Google, 8 years ago, bragged soon they'd be able to predict the future. Last year they bragged they can predict 93% of the time exactly where you're going to go before you do it. They know what you're going to search before you do it because they already have a complete psychological profile and algorithm on you. Now, they're telling you they got 93% on individuals. On mass movements, Google now has 99%. And I believe them when they say this. 99%. They had a Philip K. Dick book a few years ago turned into a movie. I forget the name, but I saw it. You know, where the guy gets hired to go work at a company to reverse engineer something. And it's a Russian time machine. You're not able to go into the future. You're able with the lenses to see into the future. And then they erase his memory. But then pieces of it come back. And then basically he discovers it's going to cause World War III. That's why a bunch of his friends and people get killed by the big industrial technology company that's developed it. Well, they can't predict the physical future of the dimension we're in, but they can predict human activity. So that's the big secret holy grail that they don't want you to talk about. It 2 years ago, Bob Woodward wrote a book saying there's all these secret technologies that are breathtaking, that are godlike. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Well, we don't need you, Bob, Mr. Naval Intelligence, to tell us. We know. They're multifaceted. They are infrared, satellite, blimp, and drone systems that on the street, off of your face scan, from your driver's license photo, they get an ID of who you are. Then they geolocate as you're moving, only takes once, outside. The satellite, if you're a person of interest, but everyone is in the process of being cataloged, they get the infrared signature of the top of your head and shoulders, even through clothes. Okay? And now you're 100% identifiable. They also have the street-level face scanners. But again, that's only one level. They also get your 360 bio scan at the airport. To then, even if you wear a mask, they have radio transmitter fluctuators, basically sonar, that shoot through your clothes or mask and know who you are from a biometric reading of the chest, the shoulders, the face. They create a mathematical calculation. You know what? I got started on this and didn't even get into the meat and potatoes. They just admit that they tell you that it's a toll road tracking box in China and in Hong Kong, and it really has a built-in microphone and other systems. They have AI, Google NSA software listening to you. We'll be right back. Watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, that's a clip from a music video that some of the activists made out there with a European band behind it talking about the Illuminati with footage of the Bilderberg attendees rolling in, and that's embedded in an article by Paul Joseph Watson titled Bilderberg Plan to Save the Eurozone in Tatters. So again, thank you for joining us today. I'm going to get back into the fact that all major technologies, not just cell phones, not just boxes in cars, but washing machines, dryers, lighting systems, everything is being globally standardized to spy on you and to control you and to, yes, even manipulate your mind. And so we're going to be breaking that down with the headline here that I mentioned earlier, Chinese spying devices installed on Hong Kong cars, and that integrates with U.S. underwrites internet detour around sensors. It's the opposite of that, New York Times reporting. We've got the report, FBI expands agents' investigative power. Not Congress, but the FBI. Their new manual says no Fourth Amendment. They can spy on you without a warrant, investigate people for no probable cause, just fishing expeditions, and search your garbage. Or break into your house under sneak and peek. Just absolute, complete Stasi. And by the way, that's out of the New York Times as well. They say how wonderful it is. Also, you have the new federal alerts that I told you the feds aren't taken seriously. Everybody knows, and you've had the White House have to admit under Bush that they were issuing them for fake political purposes to scare people. But they've learned if they send out tailored local reports that have your name, your county, but really the same report goes out nationwide, then the sheriff comes out all scared saying these Ron Paul people are going to blow stuff up. You know, these gun owners, we've got domestic terrorists in Bandera outside Austin. They're going to hit us. And they go on to say, we have no evidence these terrorists that believe in freedom are here. But the sheriff is really scared in that video we played yesterday. This is scary. What's the quote? We have domestic terrorism right here at our doorstep. And then we get the manuals that they've been given by the feds, and it's these people want out of the UN. These people don't like the Bilderberg Group. These people don't like the private Federal Reserve owned and run by the big private banks. They're going to blow stuff up any minute, and the cops are all scared. What are we going to do? This is what you have, a criminal government run by these mega corporations. You see, Charlie Skelton had a line in his latest article, and we're going to him here in a moment, from Switzerland, London Guardian reporter. He said most of the protesters weren't anti-government in Switzerland. They were anti-government. And I don't want to say that's an oversimplification, but to counter the simplification that we're anti-government, it counters it with an oversimplification and actually makes it true. We are anti these governments that are corporate hijacked by non-free market monopoly men who openly use government to privatize through fraud. I mean, it's not privatization when Don Corleone comes and threatens that you need to sell your profitable grocery store to him or he'll kill your daughter. And then you sell it to him for 10 cents on the dollar. That's basically what globalism is. We don't have a choice. So if we can use government as a counterbalance to the corporate global government that operates as a government but is corporate, then that's a good thing. I'm for constitutional government designed to stop monopolies from forming. But he really had amazing reporters. He's been reporting now the last 3 years. He's been arrested before covering it for absolutely no reason. And he joins us. He is an Oxford University graduate as a journalist. And he's written for the Evening Standard, The Guardian. And he's also written a number of television programs, including 10 O'Clock Live, 8 Out of 10 Cats. He is also a script editor of both. And it just goes in. He's written for MTV Europe, the London News Review. And he founded the Clacton Festival, if I'm pronouncing that right. And he's covered Bilderberg Group. And you can just find him by typing Bilderberg into Google News, and it's one of the top links. And he joins us now, been dominating the drudgelet agendas up there, doing a great job. And to give us his view on Bilderberg 2011, was it a watershed year? Did the dam break globally on coverage, as many reporters are pointing out? Did they leave earlier? Torch-bearing peasants literally came to the gates in a satirical happy birthday, David Rockefeller. This was a day long remembered, wasn't it?
I think it absolutely was, and I think I would just like to say about the birthday celebrations of David Rockefeller, which they were rather nice, they were rather sweet. And I think the atmosphere there were flaming torches, but the atmosphere was very jolly. It was very peaceful, and it was very switched on and very connected and very intelligent. And you know, you spend 4 or 5 days in around Bilderberg, and you just meet the most clued up, intelligent people in the world, really. The young guys, the young girls who are there, they're doing an amazing job. They really are. So,
and that's what scares the system. That's what scares the system. So much happened. Let's chronicle for us what happened in the 4 days.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a bit sleep deprived, so forgive me if I get some of this in the wrong order. Obviously, a couple of the big things happened. One is that the Swiss media really sat up and took notice, because, you know, I don't think that the average Swiss person particularly likes or warms to the Bilderberg agenda of you know, large supranational bodies and a diminishing of national boundaries, etc., national sovereignty, and which is what I think of the point I was making about, you know, the fact that the people aren't anti-government outside. Because, I mean, it's possible that people look at the people outside Bilderberg and think, oh my God, look at those bunch of I don't know, stinking anarchists or whatever you'd think. But actually, there's a weird tension between not wanting massive totalitarian governments, obviously, as you say, and not wanting your functioning national democracy dissolved by huge, powerful corporations and strange, you know, supranational bodies. So basically, I think that the Bilderberg this year seemed to be, as you said just as you came into this, it seemed to be asking a question. The question is, what kind of government do you want? Yeah, I don't have the answer necessarily, but it's not the one that they're pushing for.
And we know from decades and decades of their minutes being snuck out by the books written by Bilderberg attendees, you had some of those quotes in your articles, where they say, we want a global corporate government where we can do whatever we want, and there's absolutely no checks and balances, and they even have famous quasi-libertarians there, like the founder of PayPal. And of course, Bilderberg loves one strain of libertarianism, the idea that if it's corporate, they can do whatever they want. Really, these corporate systems are operating as authoritarian governments and is the opposite of libertarian. It's the opposite of transparency. That's why they're hiding out in secret. That's why they're hiding what they're doing.
Yeah, and you hit the word there, is transparency. And that's what I keep going on about this year, is that, you know, we like to think of ourselves as moving towards a world of transparency and government, of accountability, of, you know, we have, you know, freedom of information requests, of politicians having to kind of clean up their act, all of this kind of thing. And yet, Bilderberg is this weird anachronism. It feels last century, you know, the closed doors and the corporate bosses meeting with finance ministers in secret, and you look at that and you just, it sort of leaves a slightly bad taste in the mouth. I just kind of don't want to have my politicians behave like that. I'd like them to behave like adults.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you know, even with the FOIA request, since they set up the national security systems in the U.S. and England in the last 65 years, and Europe's adopted it, now all they do is put out one set of documents that's released to the public, basically lying about what the program is really for, and then they have their internal meetings and executive session about what the program really does. So it's actually just created another layer of lies, but we know why they meet in secret. It's because in the breakaway groups from our moles, and our moles have turned out to be very accurate by what they tell us coming true with frightening accuracy, that it is the ultra-rich finance ministers representing the big private megabanks meeting with the other government leaders and unifying their agenda against their host countries' populations and deciding tit-for-tat who is going to scratch whose back. And what deals are going to be made and who they're going to all get behind for prime minister or president. And it really is as close as you get to that smoky room. It's obviously only one of many conclaves that they have, but one of the oldest and most prestigious. And it really is a window into mega powerful people colluding together to expand their power.
Yeah, and to be honest, if it's a bunch of private individuals, CEO of Airbus and the head of Fiat, if they want to sit around in a smoky room and plan how to make me drive a Fiat or buy an Airbus, no, that's going to happen. That's fine. You go for it, guys. But I just don't want my Chancellor of the Exchequer there for 4 days, paid for at my expense, in his official capacity as Chancellor. I don't really want that. And then with no accountability, no checks and balances, and no press, you know. What I don't understand, I brought some friends of mine from Britain this time, who they're documentary makers, and they haven't really been involved in anything like this. And they came along, and you got the sense that they had a little bit of cognitive dissonance. They couldn't quite understand why an event this big and this significant. They looked at the delegate list, they saw the cars, they saw the police, and they went, "Okay, I get it. I get this is a big important thing. I don't quite know where the BBC is. I don't understand where Channel 4 News is. Where's the CNN truck?"
But that's the evidence of the power. When you get five European economic ministers together, there is literally 500 video cameras and 100 newspapers there. When the Texas governor comes out and gives a speech, there's 100 different media conservatively there. When a president comes out, there's 500. If they were to let 500 in, here you have royalty I mean, when Queen Beatrix comes out in the Netherlands, there's 300, 400 media. Or when she goes to Germany, there is. Here's the head of Rothschild Europe. Here's the David Rockefeller. Here's all these defense ministers. Here's Robert Gates meeting with the head of NATO, the U.S. defense secretary, meeting with the head of NATO. Bill Gates is there. The head of Google's there. The head of Amazon's there. And time and time again, we get the documents later. Oh, you know, in 1996, the heads of the 10 big oil companies met in secret to shut down refineries to create a bottleneck. I mean, constantly big business is caught getting together to create cartels to fix prices. That's why it is illegal, actually. And it violates the Logan Act. It violates Swiss laws. There are British laws against this. So the reason they don't want to be photographed going in is because it is illegal. What they're doing is criminal, and they know the law could be enforced against them. Charlie Skelton.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid I don't know my British law particularly well. Like, you know, that's why I'm going to have to get... It's a long job researching Bilderberg because there's so many related aspects. And, you know, I feel like I'm just in the foothills of knowing about it and learning about its history. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just tired. You know, I come to the end of this and I'm just sort of slightly tired and embarrassed for them. And it makes me just want a slightly better world with slightly better politicians. I mean, you don't have to speculate wildly, particularly about what they're actually discussing. I just don't want them to be discussing it in that particular manner. You know, it's the structure of it. It's the strange white sort of shower curtain they pull around to stop the photographers taking photographs. It's the ducking down on the back seat of the limo and we've got photographs of them holding their, you know, newspapers to their face again. I'm just thinking, oh, for goodness sake, grow up. You know, I don't know who you are. Maybe you're the Greek finance minister, or maybe you're the head of the European Central Bank. But just give a wave to the cameras. You know,
well, the wicked flee when none pursue, and you bet the wicked flee when we are pursuing them. You know, the dogs of truth cry havoc and turn loose the info warriors. But, Charlie, talking to you off air, you were disappointed that there was somewhat of a blackout in British news. We've never had Newsweek, Time Magazine, AP, and dozens of other big outfits report on it. Huge European coverage from Greece, Germany, France, Switzerland, you name it. And, I mean, do you agree with many of the publications that are running the headlines, dam breaks on Bilderberg, Bilderberg exposed? I mean, from my research, and Tucker agrees, and he's the guy that started it all, discovered it, this is the biggest coverage ever and the biggest opposition to them. And reportedly, they did leave very early in the morning. Generally, a lot of them stay over till Monday, so it appears that they fled.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you what one of the things that's changed is that the Bilderberg conference has so adamantly refused to actually relate to the world in any serious, normal way, like, say, you know, G8 summit or something like that would. Basically, the citizen journalists, the bloggers, the people that turn up, the concerned citizens from all around the world, they've sort of had to form themselves into, around Bilderberg, into the practical setup that should be there. So they've actually for the first time this year they've got a proper press centre with computers in and internet access and people swapping photos and they've been holding meetings. There's a group called Bilderberg Transparency, which is very interesting, and they've just been a bunch of young people and have been holding seminars discussing why it's important to have transparency. You know, so you've got seminars and you've got sort of breakout meetings. People are setting out press releases amongst themselves. So what you've got this kind of amateur, yet becoming more sophisticated version of what you would hope to be there anyway, happening. Just that's on the ground. And you're saying, yes, absolutely, in the media. Because there's so much more information coming up from the bottom, coming up from, you know, guerrilla journalists, whatever you want to call them, people who are going to blog, who are going to write to their newspapers, who are sending stuff out, who are just putting information up from the bottom, it's gradually forcing its way up into the news agenda. And I think that the newspapers are, worldwide are taking note. I think that Britain, for some reason, had a bad year. Yes, last year was really quite good and quite heartening. This year, not so good. And, you know, I'm going to be going back and talking to the Guardian newspaper and saying, well, you know, the Bilderberg story was the most read story on the whole of your website yesterday, yet it didn't quite manage to make it into the newspaper itself, the actual printed edition. Do you think that's a smart decision? You know, genuinely, it makes me a little bit annoyed.
Hold on. I mean, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. And I agree with you, it is a problem, but at least they were the only big publication in England to cover it. Charlie, expanding on this, though, they don't like the process of the real government, the real policymakers colluding. When WikiLeaks 2 weeks ago released classified SPP North American Union documents, it's what Judicial Watch had already sued and got part of. And it was the Fortune 100, it was about 112 or so, a little more than the Fortune 100, openly in a four-day conference in Banff, giving the government ministers orders and literally them creating a combine and a sheet and agreeing to implement it. So the fact that they are setting policy to a great extent, if the public stops looking at Obama the puppet or Merkel the puppet, and they start looking really at what are you doing running my life and getting together to kind of tweak things and iron out disagreements, this is criminal. You see, if we identify Bilderberg, it's game over. Okay, Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian, biggest paper in England, probably the biggest in Europe, is our guest. 5 minutes to the next hour, then I'm going to shift gears into all the other global news and open the phones up in the balance of the transmission today. But I was making the point as we went to break that they hide in secret. They do this because they're committing crimes. The Secretary of Defense did violate the Logan Act, and we have laws for a reason. Hillary's been fined $300+ grand for it in the mid-90s. Look it up. For Bilderberg. And so if we ever start looking at the true puppet masters instead of the puppets, it's game over. And that's why they've tried to hide it. And you should ask yourself, if it doesn't matter, then there would be media. There would be hundreds of mainstream media wanting to going up and saying, can we get an interview with the minister since he's here? What's being decided here? You've got all the big banking heads. I mean, imagine in America if you had the six big banker heads meeting in secret. It'd be all over the news. Well, most of them were there. Just six of them would be big news, not 125, and now it's up to 150 because the world's got a lot more people in it. Now, Charlie Skelton's our guest, but also a little foible I want to cover here, a little disinfo piece. Year after year, the Bilderberg Group releases, in the last 5 years, a little bit of their agenda. But that was done because they got mad at Tucker in decades past being sent it by the mole that they had, you know, as their official cover story to members. Tucker, I've been there when it comes in the fax machine from his mole, and then we get it out. And the same thing happened this year. It was leaked to the Swiss media and to others, and then Skelton did have it and did give it to us before it was in the news. Then Bilderberg doesn't like to be passé, so they then release it. So basically we're forcing it. They didn't have a website till 5 years ago? And then people send me emails going, this isn't exclusive. This isn't. No, we said, thank the Swiss media. No, it was leaked, and then we forced them to release it. So it's not, here's a public document. We're saying, look, we have the list. The point is, it's a process of forcing them to admit they have the list. Charlie Skelton, we have the list. We have also the agenda. Talk about that, then we'll come back and talk about the nature walk and them getting caught with their pants down.
Well, none of it really means very much. I mean, the agenda list, can I just say that they only published the website last year, halfway through the Bilderberg meeting in Spain, when they were under so much pressure of the press that they suddenly went, well, look, we're just going to have to do something. And likewise, this year, they only published I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure they only published their list of delegates and the agenda after the delegate list got leaked to a Swiss website. So, they tend to just kind of respond when you prod them a little. But, you know, the delegate list is always incomplete. Last year, we found out. I found out one that the president of Madrid was present, but not on the list. You know, it's like that's one example of many, many examples. They give you an incomplete list. They give you a list of the agenda topics. People say, oh, look, they publish their agenda. They're transparent. If you look at the agenda they publish on the website, it's absolutely laughable. Like one of the agenda topics is China. That's information on what they're discussing. The word China. I mean, that's pathetic. It's laughable. It's risible. So,
That's like saying, on the agenda, China, the word China, or banking, or Middle East wars, that tells you nothing. It's like saying, we're discussing politics.
No, really, I'm literally writing the words for my next piece, which is, they might as well have a list which says, topics, things, we discussed important stuff, other things. You know, I mean, literally, that is about as much information as you can get from their agenda. I mean,
about one of the German ministers, we'll come back and talk about that, but on the Nature Walk, they say, we want to know what your secret agenda is. And he says, it is our agenda, and it's none of your business.
Yeah, we're making agendas, which I think, they say on the website they don't make policy. But, I mean, you know, if you believe that, if you believe anything.
And policy is an agenda. Let's break down exactly what they said. We have that video that you linked to, that the great activist got to InfoWars.com. It's got 250,000 hits or something right now up there. Just amazing. Our Justin TV channel, that was just a test channel, had 3,600,000+ views. just showing how the alternative media, we are the media. We're the real media. Stay there, Charlie.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Charlie Skelton and tons of key news and a news blitz straight ahead. Then we're going to open the phones up on any topic you wish to discuss. Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian. Getting into their, quote, public agenda, I now have not just the first stuff we got, but the full agenda from Tucker's Mole. And I just remembered, I've been so exhausted, I need to get that to Kurt Nemo and get that out. The first part of the agenda was linked on Wednesday at Drudge for 2 days. But headline, Bilderberg agenda leaked by Mole. Now we've got the full agenda. So I need to get on that. So much news. It's like water everywhere, not a drop to drink, just because I don't even have time to get down and drink it. Charlie, you got the floor in the last 4 minutes. What did you think of the Nature Walk, other things on the quote agenda, other little things you noticed, Bilderberg 2011?
Well, the Nature Walk was slightly bizarre. It really was. They took their little buses up the hill and then walked back down. And what I found really bizarre is they walked down. A group of them sort of splintered off and then walked smack into about 60 activists and journalists who were just sitting about. And they looked up and they went, oh, my goodness.
And there was a woman in a Princess Leia outfit.
What, the lady in white?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very strange. It was quite. It all got a bit surreal for a little bit. And then the activists swarmed around and Thomas Enders, the CEO of Airbus, gave a kind of impromptu interview in which he said, we're just sitting there doing our agendas. And I asked the guy, I asked the German guy who interviewed him in German. I said, well, what do you mean agenda? What's the word? He said, it's the word is agenda. It is agenda. It's the same word. And that was my German accent, my Swiss accent. Oh, I don't know, whatever. But so he said agenda. So they're talking about their agenda.
German is the root of English.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then he said, well, what is it? And he said, you don't need to know that. It was an interesting little episode in Bilderberg's history. I don't honestly think they're going to go on many more nature walks. It wasn't that successful.
It was fun hearing all those Germanic voices screaming at the Bilderbergs. They did not like it. In fact, one of them, which British minister was it? Was it Mandelson? Was like, this is terrible. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's Lord Mandelson. I mean, I worry when I see him there, because the last time he was there was the year they rushed through the digital economy bill. And if you look at the agenda and you look at the people there, there's a lot of internet security stuff going on. So wave goodbye to your nice free internet, everyone.
Yeah, they're making big moves publicly to quote, shut down freedom on the web and create internet too that's only accessible by the giants. So you've got to be on the giant, systems, the clouds. Beware the cloud, folks, the evil cloud. This cloud stuff is very dangerous.
It's very interesting philosophically. It's abstracting everyone's knowledge and everyone's data and everyone's kind of being and putting it in a sort of place that is. People think, oh, that's out there. That's there forever. It's like digital photos. When's the last time you printed one out? You know, this stuff is. It just takes all of pretty much everything and makes it intangible and deletable. You know, it's the sci-fi film that ends up with someone being switched off. They flick the button and then, well, where's my data? Where am I? Oh, you're on the cloud, or you used to be until we turned you off.
It's like Tron, where they just delete you.
Yeah, I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's the direction we're heading in. And, you know, we have to sort of vaguely kind of sniff out the direction various things are taking. And, you know, the direction of Bilderberg is away from transparency and towards a list of things I don't necessarily think are good for the world. But, you know, who knows? I don't necessarily want to talk about what they're talking about so much as just the fact that the way it's done is just abhorrent.
Absolutely. Charlie Skelton, you've done an exemplary job. You are truly a great Bilderberg sleuth. And you've brought the greatest amount of attention next to Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com, helping completely smash the electronic Berlin Wall in 2011. You truly are an info warrior, and we salute you. Folks can find out more at Guardian. Sorry, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I feel like I've just been knighted.
You have been knighted. I'll say bye to you during the break and get on your airplane there in the noisy airport. Guardian.co.uk/profile. Charlie-Skelton. I knight you, knight of the realm of the info warriors, supreme defenders of truth and liberty.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's really very simple at the first level. And that is the fact that if you read the writings of British royalty, of the Royal Society in England, of the different princedoms and fiefdoms in Germania, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, they openly obsessed on how do elites continue their power and never get thrown out of power, because they're aware that other corrupt establishments do get thrown out of power. And they said, we will set up a scientific dictatorship. That term was coined over 150 years ago. And they said it's a dictatorship of the elite, for the elite, by the elite. And it's there. It's in all their writings. It's what they've set up. It's a global standardized society. That's why the same systems go in Australia, that go in the U.S., same thing in Germany, the same unified system. And they're doing it to track and trace you, not just spy on you to see where you're going or what you're doing because they think you're going to try something or do something bad. No, it's to understand you. It's to know you. They use the television and the dumbed-down media and the culture to keep you totally unconscious, never thinking about who you are and what you are and what it is to be human and what do you stand for. They tell you, don't stand for anything. Be a moron. While they're obsessed with what you're doing and who you are and what you want and what your desires are. They're like a magician endlessly studying new magic tricks to manipulate you. I'm going to tell you a story right now, and then I'm going to give the phone number out. In fact, I'll give the phone number out right now, and then we'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment. But a couple nights a week, we'll let my children watch television. And we've got the whole on-demand system in one end of the house that we know full well's internet, two-way, tracking everything we're watching, everything we're doing. We tell the children this is a computerized system wired into major globalist corporations. It's like when daddy puts out corn to make the deer come so I can shoot them and butcher them. I'm literally. And they understand. Yes, we understand. As I only let them watch scientific information predominantly. I explained to them, you know how we go to East Texas on our ranch and we have deer feeders. Well, it's the same thing. They get the people on welfare to control them so they can be used as an army. Politically against the middle class. Do you understand that? Yes, my son at 8 years old. They're hired like mercenaries, but they don't know they're mercenaries. Good. Soon you will be much more intelligent and understanding than I am to watch him grow. He's going to be a great weapon against the globalist. And of course, the seven-year-old daughter and the three-year-old all beginning to understand how the universe works. If you treat children like adults, what happens with them is amazing. You're meant to mature by 12, 13. Meant to go to sea by the time you're 10. Meant to be in war by the time you're 12. Meant to have a family already well going by 16 or 17. But they stunt development. They stunt growth. But the point is, I go, this is a two-way system. Just like the laptop. Why do we have stickers over the camera? Because they watch us. I was telling them that before it was admitted on the news. Because I knew I had the blueprints. And not that I'm paranoid. I'm just going to be empowered. We're not scared. They're watching us because they're scared. That's right. And then my son starts telling me about the Roman emperors and Machiavelli. He's the one that literally reads adult books constantly. It's scary how smart he is. And a new and improved model. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even talk about him. Okay, sorry. Having a little enjoyment off of knowledge there. I love knowledge. I'm addicted to it. And problem is, people think I'm good at delivering knowledge. It's the opposite. I just have a lot of knowledge. I'm not good at delivering it because there's too much in the way I see the knowledge in a three-dimensional hologram integrated system. But all of you see it that way as well. You must tap into it. You must use it. It will grow exponentially. The human computer is incredible. Now, we're looking at science programs on UVerse or whatever it is, and because I don't really watch it, and they say, okay, you can watch Nova or you can watch a Frontline, and remember, this will still have propaganda in it, and when they do the average anti-human carbon tax guilt business to create a guilt complex so they can then order the kids around when they're adults by triggering the guilt words, we go, oh, what's that? That's a guilt word to make me guilty. And I go, you have to analyze that. Remember, what are the true environmental threats? Genetic engineering, fission fusion, quantum reactors. That's right. Are we against those? No, but they could be dangerous. And we need more review of that. But how do we do that? By transparency. How do we do that? We educate people. We talk about it. That's right. That's why we don't let them watch a lot of TV, because then I got to sit there while they're watching it and make sure they understand what's happening. But I'm sitting there, and they're looking at selections, and they go, we want to watch this episode of The Brain or The Mind, I forget what it was, on Nova. I know it's a black guy that's a presenter, an amiable, good presenter. I like him. I only watched him a few times, but if you want to know, it's The Mind or The Brain. I wasn't really paying attention. The point is, it's a black guy that hosts something on Nova called The Mind or The Brain. I think it's The Human Mind. It was one of the episodes. And they start saying, why can humankind think about the cosmos and philosophy and mathematics and incredible literature, but be fooled by a simple trick of a magician? And before they went there, I never seen this show, I said, hit pause. I'm going to show you something, children. And my wife's like, no, just let them watch it. And I go, okay, but this is what's going to come. They're going to explain that it's a sleight of hand because in primitive societies, things move so fast and humans are only designed to see the world in a truthful way, not through deception. And if a tiger's about to jump on you or an enemy's coming over the hill and somebody basically, pulls their knife on you and tries to stab you, you've got to make a split-second decision. And so that's why if you throw your fist at somebody, they automatically feel like the fist has hit them, and that's why they'll move out of the way, because they're going for your instincts. They're going at your reflexes, and that's the main thing a magician does, even though you think that they reach in your pocket and got the coin, or you think you saw them flip the coin and then saw it appear across the room in a goblet, it didn't really do it because your brain has blind spots through its development. My wife's kind of rolling her eyes. She's sweet, but she's just tired of it. And sure enough, everything I said was then said by the television program. But they said it different. They said, a saber-toothed cat comes after you, you got to move quick. Somebody throws a spear at you, you're going to duck, because if you didn't duck, the spear is going to get you. So even if they don't throw the spear, your brain feels like they've thrown the spear. And something I had about a year ago, 2 years ago, and lost, I meant to go over on air. In fact, I think I did, was Daryl Rundis is a salesman, and he's a donator to our operation, great guy. And he likes to come down and visit sometimes, and he brought me examples of how he breaks people out of their trances. And he says, here's this card, read this card. And the card talks about something innocuous, but it's missing words. But you fill in the word, and as you're reading it, without even knowing, you will fill in the word that isn't there. I wasn't even aware of that. I don't study this stuff much. I just organically see it right there in front of me for what it is. And I immediately saw that. I mean, I immediately see things in TV shows. I immediately see it when it's propaganda in print, but I still didn't see it and didn't immediately see it on the cards. And I need to get a hold of some more of those and you know, do a special video about that, because it's the tricks. They're sociologists, they're anthropologists, they're psychiatrists, they're pitchmen. They're constantly studying and spending. It's got to be trillions of dollars in the last 150 years in the aggregate, studying how we work. And they're playing God. And they're engaging in all these tricks. Now, the good news is, for somebody that's awake, their tricks look ridiculous. They look stupid. And you look to the public and you say, why don't you see that trick? Why didn't you just see what happened there? And they look at you like you're crazy. That's why 3,000 years ago, they would call a magician a magician. We call a magician today, but we know a magician is a trickster. A magician is doing sleight of hand. We may not know how he's doing the trick, but we know it's a trick. People thousands of years ago in China, in Rome, anywhere you went, they thought magicians really were magic. They thought when they threw some dirt in the fire and it exploded in blue flame or green flame, that that was a spirit coming out. The magician knew that if he mixed these chemicals together, he would get gunpowder. And if he put certain other metals into it, it would have a certain color. He would say, red dragon, throw it in. Boom, a red fire. Because he knew to add a certain metal to it, copper. Copper burns green, but the point is different metals have different fires. Green dragon, throw it in. Boom, green dragon. Blue dragon, boom. They thought that was a real dragon spirit coming out. Now, today we still call them magicians. A dark, the Bible talks about magicians. They're just con artists. But today we go see a magician and we know it's a con, but we go knowing it's a con because it's interesting, because it fools our brain, but intellectually we know it's fake. Now, let me give you another example of a modern magician. There's trillions of examples, literally, because there's Google, you know, unlimited, trillion zeros. There's a Google multiplex, Googleplex, squared by the power of tetragillion. Past infinity in a multi-layered, 12-dimensional, overdriving paradigm that loops in upon itself. Now, here's an example. It looks when I say this magic trick right now, it's called lying. A lie is a trick. That's why you say in the old days in business, no tricks. No tricks. If there's any tricks, I'm going to take you out back. That's what people in the old days, there wasn't as much crime or as much con artistry, because if people actually caught you in a trick, well, unless you were the high priest, only that group would get away with it. But here's a trick. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Get you up and on the air when we come back, but I'm going to finish up with the trick, take some calls, and get into all the news. And when you hear this trick, you're going to say, that's no trick at all. But to people in 1951, 99% of them believed it. So see, we got to get ahead of these tricks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, I want to start going to your calls, but we were talking about magic tricks, and magic is just a lie. I mean, there's all sorts of lies. Seems like every child I've had at about age five, they learn the joke somewhere, I guess, when they're hanging out with their friends in the neighborhood, to say, here, Daddy, sit down. You know, we made you something, and it's some strawberries on a tray. And I come to sit down, I trust my children, and when I go to sit down, they pull the chair out from under me. And my tailbone bounces off the ground. I look at them and I go, I know somebody taught you that's funny, but I could have broken a bone. And then I could have died in surgery. I almost died when I had a compound fracture when they did surgery, because they had to give me 9 times the anesthesia to put me under. Now, do you want me to die? And they're like, no. And I'm like, practical jokes can be dangerous. They'll never do it again. I don't have to give them a spanking. Knowledge is the key to everything. But that's a lie. Oh, here, Daddy, sit down. We'll pull your chair out. You go to sit down, as they see you sitting down, they pull the chair out. Everybody's child's done that I've talked to. Now, that's not the big lie. Early 1950s, you can pull up the hearings. I've even seen clips of it on TV. I always mean to dig that out somewhere. Testifying on organized crime before Congress is the head of the FBI. And the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, this is on record, gets up and says there is no such thing as La Cosa Nostra and organized crime. It does not exist. The congressmen, most of them on the take, of course, are giggling. But this has started to break. People were mad. They were tired of being shaken down by the Italian and the WASP and the Jewish and the Irish mob. They were tired of it. And the police in every major city were on the take. We've been corrupt a long time. I mean, they had to fire multiple times in New York, 70%+ of the narcotic squad. They don't do it anymore. They finally got the whole thing corrupt. Almost, you know, every person, or they keep their mouth shut if they're not fully involved. And you're not going to ever hear about that again, because it's business. It's big business. But see, that's a magic trick. And the magic trick was he didn't need a black hat and a fancy suit to divert you and a beautiful assistant in garter belts. He didn't need a rabbit in the hat. He didn't need any of the mechanical devices. He didn't need any of his props. He was the head of the FBI. He was the high priest of guarding America. He's the guy fighting the dirty communists while the Pentagon funded the whole thing. Now declassified. KGB records released. He is a man we can trust. His G-men, they are the truest blue. Americana. The whole way. They just are the best people you can imagine. Really turns out the government hired a gay man. Not that he was a bad person at first, but because he could be compromised. And then they told him, that's who you hire around you, so we can burn anybody we want whenever we want. Now, you're going to have your gay palace, the FBI. The lower-level guys who aren't in on that club, they'll be, you know, they'll investigate low-level bank robberies and cats in trees. But you got your little gay cult now, J. Edgar Hoover, but you tell people there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra, because we got these photos of you. You like to dress up like Marie Antoinette. You got that Mac, and you get the payments. You're going to get the cash. You're going to get everything you want. But you keep your mouth shut, or you and your Nancy boys are going to be in the news. And so you wonder why this recruiting, why so many congressmen get caught, why it seems like the norm. It's not that. It's because you've got to be compromisable. You've got to be, they've got to be able to hit one button that isn't connected to all their other crime syndicates and go, oh, you're burnt. Oh, you're the governor in New York. You're visiting $3,000 an hour hookers. You're going to pass a law, or we're going to release the information that if anybody gets caught visiting a hooker, we take their car, maybe even their house. Okay, I'll do it. People said he's a hypocrite. Of course he's a hypocrite. They were blackmailing him the whole time. Then he thought he'd shoot his mouth off about banks to get some brownie points. And they said, he's getting a little uppity. Burn him. Our girls got it all on him. Oh, you think those hookers you're visiting with aren't recording the whole thing and aren't working for the government? And if the hookers get out of line, they hang themselves in mommy's tool shed. See, that's how they control the whole government. So today you laugh and you go, magic trick? Yeah, it's a magic trick to have him up there in a suit go, there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra. Use the term conspiracy theory. Go pull up the quotes. It's a conspiracy theory. Oh, that's when that term was born. Oh, it's a theory, because there's no such thing as conspiracy. Corrupt guys don't get together at farmhouses or at luxury hotels in the Swiss Alps. And if you report on it, you're crazy. And see, I'm just here going, there's the magic trick. He's got another coin up his sleeve. You got the coin in your hand. You're wondering how the other coin's now in your pocket. He's doing a sleight of hand. And you're like children going, no, it's real. Santa Claus is real. He's going to come down my chimney. But 60 years later, you know it's asinine to say that there's no such thing as organized crime. See, stop being gullible. Stop being gullible. Your call straight ahead.
Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before.
So one of the more sophistic magic tricks that the globalists have engaged in is to get people to love their servitude, to buy into the lies and defend the lies. Because if you wake up to the lies and stop trusting the system, then it's game over for this ruling class. So they're constantly beta testing new lies, new ways to distract you. But still one of the best is the magic trick of blowing up a federal building or blowing up some big towers and then saying some foreigners did it, so you have a pretext to launch new wars and take the liberties away from your slaves domestically. Because they're starting to wake up. Right when a whole bunch of states were about to implement 10th Amendment moves to kick the UN out of the U.S. and to get our sovereignty back, the feds blew up a federal building. Picked one with a bunch of kids in it. And you go back and look at all the evidence of that, it is an absolute fact that that's what happened. And look, I got to tell you the magic trick here. I mean, I can't just go along with, because a lot of hosts out there, I talk to them behind the scenes, they know the truth, but they're scared. Well, you know what? You better be scared of a society that allows criminals like this to pull off things like this. Now, does that mean we don't have enemies overseas? Does that mean there aren't some real terrorists? No, there are. But the question is, are these threats the manufactured, the real, the provocateured? It's a whole grab bag of different things. Is it worth giving up all of our liberties and freedoms? Will this police state be abused against us? The answer is yes, it has, because it was designed to be abused. It's not being abused. It was designed. You were told it was for something else, but it was really for tyranny. And wherever there is secrecy, you need to look. Wherever something can be hidden, electromagnetic waves, they knew 3 decades ago as they authorized the cell phones that they'd kill you deader than a hammer. They did it. Now it's ubiquitous. Everybody's using it. Now they tell you nobody's taking them out. People have habitualized it as a habit. We're dead, just like smoking. Boom. And even the UN has to admit it's as bad as smoking. Not going to stop. Nobody is. Everybody's dead. Okay? Because they know we're creatures of habit. We've now taken these tools. We're tool makers. We're tool users. We love them. We see the tools as us. Now the wireless goes in everywhere. We're all just frying our wombs, frying our genitals, frying our children, frying our DNA. Not going to stop. Unless we have a total awakening. That's why I'm throwing it in your face. The water, it's invisible, the sodium fluoride, the other chemicals. You can really boil it down and see the contaminant built up on the bottom of the pan, but it's nearly invisible. And you just get used to that chemical taste and think that's what good water tastes like. Hundreds of deadly chemicals, radioactive isotopes, poisonous fluoride, mercury, lead, arsenic. And you complain, the news comes out and says mercury's good for you now. We said so. Magic trick, throw it in your face. That's another magic trick. Just now they know that the jig's up, so they just lie openly about everything and make it more and more bizarre, so we just kind of roll over and learn helplessness. They're just hitting us from every angle, piling it on. But only being aware of the fact that it is a magic trick to make you give up, that really you do have power. See, if you intellectually, coldly understand all this and then allow yourself to trigger emotional anger as a weapon against them, controlled anger, controlled rage, we're going to beat these people. Okay, now, continuing, then I'll go to your calls. I was getting into different systems they use to control us. Well, there's countless ones, but the fact is they love things that are hidden. Hidden in the water, hidden in the ether, hidden in the air, the chemtrails, hidden in the electromagnetic frequency pollution. Hidden in the cloud. Oh, there's a new way to keep your internet data. You're going to pay us for data storage. You're not just going to have your own data storage and have things, you know, tie in and control your own data. We're going to keep it safe up on our cloud. And what came out yesterday, in fact, Matt, we reprinted for me the article about Amazon's cloud not safe. There was a report yesterday, I think it was even New York Times, that the cloud is accessible. Of course it is. They force you on RFID in the last 10 years. RFIDs in credit cards are getting stolen everywhere. Their answer is, well, now you'll have RFID, as I told you 10 years ago, with a face scan or thumbprint to make sure. Double. Now they're sucking you deeper into the web. Then people fake those authenticators. Then that's even more. There it is. No privacy on Amazon's cloud drive. That's ZDNet. Of course there's no privacy. When you sign up for it, they tell you there's no privacy. But it's the new great thing, and you say, well, I just won't use the cloud. Oh, really? Your wife's going to want the new iPhone 6 that comes out in a year. You're going to want that new ski boat. And sorry, it's not going to start. Its GPS isn't going to work. Its satellite radio is not going to work because it's all going to be cloud-based. Sorry. And that's what the technocrats have bragged about in WashTech Weekly and in Pentagon reports that have been public and in the other big reports they've put out in MIT's monthly magazine, is that I'll never forget those documents from 77 that were declassified by the Federation of American Scientists, and it was a mistake. The Army asked that it be reclassified, the Pentagon through the Army did. I'll never forget, in 2000, they released it, and it's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's online at prisonplanet.tv. The book's now out of print, but you can find it online. And I forget the exact name of the document, but the Pentagon said, in phases, we'll sell it in security and in captive populations like the military and prisoners, but also for the elderly and for security and in passports and driver's license. And then we'll phase in more technology where you at first won't have to be part of it, but you're not going to be able to drive or work or live. And then those people will basically live in ghettos and will be separate from society. And they predicted less than 1% would not join. And that by 2025, the large portions of the public would be inserted into pods. And that wiring and chips would be added to the brain. Now, this is the Pentagon. And that they would slowly phase it out and that people would voluntarily enter it. Then they had that movie came out a few years ago with Bruce Willis where everybody lives at home and they have their biological surrogates. You know, they have this electronic android that goes out for them. All Pentagon, all laid out. And you're going, well, that's just Pentagon theorizing. No, that's the plan. That's the plan, and that's the level before they go to the pod, and that's where the whole matrix comes from. The Pentagon plan is that you're going to live in a tank, okay? And you can say, well, that's not going to happen. Well, folks, they're trying is the point. You're going to live in a tank and be tied into this virtual world. And look, people already spend real money in all these Second Life video games and all the rest of it and pay thousands of dollars for wardrobes and Ferraris. And they even meet women and become prominent, and the system makes them celebrities, a few of them, to make you all pile in. And so if people are already ready to give up their money to be part of an imaginary world by the millions, there's a whole bunch of different systems. What are they going to do? Philip K. Dick wrote about this 30 years ago, the Wireheads. And it turns out Philip K. Dick, I've talked to people that know his family well, the family, I'm going to just leave it at that. His house was broken into. He was being followed by the government. Family didn't believe it till they witnessed it. Dick lived in San Francisco, knew some of the Futurist Society people, knew some of the organization of psychedelic research, which had a bunch of government connections. I'm not going to get into what they're interfacing with, but they believe they're in contact with off-world groups. I mean, this is what the government's into, folks. They're taking the DMT. They've got the black op commanders gobbling high-powered hallucinogens in. See, I don't even get into all this stuff. We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We're in trouble. The clockwork elves, all of it, I shouldn't even get into it. But the issue here is that whether this stuff's real or not, the globalists think it is, and the elves are telling them, come on, join us, plug in, it's going to happen. People read Dick's stuff 30 years ago, and they go, how did it all come true? Because he had government connections, ladies and gentlemen. PKD was being fed this stuff. And he got several of his novels stolen and got threatened, and a lot of other stuff happened. I'm now ranting. The point is that the CIA people, and if you go back, they're the ones that gave out the ingredients for LSD on the college campuses. They're the ones that synthesized DMT. They're the ones that did all of this. The owners of Time Life Books in the 40s were obsessed with this. They believe they're communicating with entities. They call them clockwork elves. Joe Rogan talks about it. He takes it. You see the elves, little green hats. There's a reason all cultures see the elves. I'm not into this. I don't take it. Let's say it's not real. Okay, I don't want national news to say Jones believes in elves. The elite, okay, and most of these old men you see at Bilderberg, there's a reason they're all whacked out of their minds. They're taking DMT. You think they're all a bunch of old men? They're in power because they were into this stuff 70 years ago. They were jacking DMT 70 years ago. They were injecting it. They were in special tanks. Their whole Their whole science is way ahead. We don't even know what they've got. And the point is that they want to, just by phasing this in, you'll be able to wire your head in and just get unlimited pleasure. It'll feel like 10 times the best orgasm for 3 days if you want straight. And that people will not eat. They will then starve to death. They've done the test with monkeys. I've been led into the UT facility. They've been doing these tests for 50 years. They're doing them right now. With flicker rates, with televisions in front of monkeys' heads. They got the Monkey Research Center out in Bastrop with TV screens hooked up at the Psych Warfare Center run by the Pentagon at UT. I'm not even supposed to talk about the fact I've been let in there repeatedly. And there's monkeys strapped in with TV screens, flipping American Idol background scatter on the monkeys, testing the algorithm in their brain and how to put in carrier waves over it to put them into a deep sleep process. Just heaven help us. It's so hardcore. People don't even believe it. But that's the kind of stuff I never even get into because you're not ready for it. The globalists don't believe in Satanism. They believe they're contacting interdimensional aliens through the drug use and through the electronic interface. And they believe, and they actually write about, Ray Kurzweil, all of them, that they're going to merge with the machines, blast off into hyperdimensional space. And that's why they're so crazy. That's why they want to get rid of us. That's why they're smiling and giddy and acting so nuts. Because they believe, if you're a psychiatrist and are hearing this, understand, whether it's real or not, they believe they are in contact with these entities and are being directed by them. That's why they're so evil. And the entities are telling them eternal life, total power, total control, everything you could ever want. Just kill everyone. Set up a world government. Build this design we're telling you. Build what we're telling you. Build this. Build this. Let us through. Build the Hadron Collider. Open the dimensions. Let us in. We're going to really help you. We're friendly little guys. Demons? Aliens? Don't exist? I don't know. I only cover what I can prove. But now I'm telling you one of the big secrets of the elite, okay? And that gets pretty David Icke-ing. I don't know if any of that stuff's real, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, that's what the elite are into. That's what they believe. That's what's going on. And I know people separately who lived in San Francisco that knew PKD and other people and the government folks involved in all of it. I get a lot of information at this level. Oh, my God, we're screwed. We are in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a bunch of lunatic elites thinking they're talking to little gray men who are telling them how to get eternal life. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Whatever it is, they believe it. Whether it's, I mean, why would there be in every culture, you can get a Chinese person, they've gone and given DMT to tribes that have never been in human contact, and they see the little gray men, the little elves with the green hats. Yeah, they fly around with Santa Claus, all right, folks. Okay, and now I've just got into a whole other area here with you. I'm just going to get real here on the show from here on out. Okay, yeah, here it is. Army names top builders of virtual worlds. Army seeks smart bots in virtual world. And see, here's the problem. Everything I just told you. Search this. Pentagon studies and DMT. I mean, it just goes on and on. The point is, whether it is some group consciousness thing in our brain that isn't real, or whether it is real, I don't know, and I don't get into things like that. But the point is, the elites believe they're in contact. Okay, they think it's real. I won't take DMT to find out. And I don't recommend you take it either. Supposedly hallucinate for about 5 minutes, don't even know where you are. And all the other, the heads of the 60s that it turned out were CIA and FBI, all the main guys, it turned out, you know, who see the mescalito when they take enough peyote, the little elf. They're not seeing pink elephants, folks. And these little elves are telling them, do this, do that. A lot of these scientists will tell you, oh, we got this idea to go this way in technology from the clockwork elves. Oh, they build things. Yes, they do. Now, I'm not saying any of this is real, but the Pentagon is whole hog in this stuff for 40, 50 years. I mean, they are completely obsessed with it. They put out the ingredients of DMT. They put out the ingredients of LSD. They put out the ingredients of PCP. They actually want you taking it. And the question is, why do they want you taking it? Because they want to open something up. And some will argue, well, it's good to have a psychedelic experience and to be able to reach out and expand your consciousness. But the question is, why does the Bible say don't do it? because it opens up other worlds. Is it other worlds in our consciousness? Is it something in our subconscious? Maybe it's only in our brain. I don't know. But I shouldn't have even gone there. The point is, it just gets crazier by the minute. Pentagon's Cold War mind control test launched chemical concussions and secret LSD. Yeah, that's that stuff from the 40s and 50s, yeah. I don't see the DMT studies. Now, I don't need DMT to see how evil these globalists are. Let's go ahead, and I'm sorry for ranting. Let's go to Clarice in Italy. Thanks for holding, Clarice.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I was there at the protest this weekend, and I'll tell you, it was frightening to walk around that place in that town because it seemed to me to be a replay of pre-World War One, pre-World War Two, where in the town there were meetings with the, well, now the Socialist Communist. I don't know what that group is about, but I saw that group meeting in one square, another square, sort of a fascist meeting, another square, another one. And they're already compartmentalizing to set up for this and already training them that if anyone is an individual speaking out or says something that offends you or you turn them in. I mean, they're already doing it, and it's frightening. And not only that, to have to be in that place and see all of the symbolism as well. And then being there the day of Saturday when there was a practically an open confrontation with the protesters and the Bilderbergs coming back from their walk.
Sounds interesting. You want to finish up your perspective from Italy on Bilderberg 2011 across the border there in Switzerland?
I think it was very energetic, and there were women there. All of the protesters, I'd say 90% were young men between the ages of 18 and 28, and very respectable.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. So to sum up what I'm saying, if you go over the Pentagon documents that I put in my book, Descent into Tyranny, they ran out and then told the Federation of American Scientists, reclassify that. We know you said you could release that, but reclassify it. And they say that by progression, slowly getting us into technology and faster, they will dehumanize us. They will take all our basic humanity away. And that finally that we'll live in a virtual reality from birth, wired into this virtual reality. Now, that's called a prison. And that's called taking our humanity away and making us totally dependent on the system. And a lot of evidence shows that's a lie. They're just going to promise that to people. You'll just basically be killed. And by the time it gets to that, there'll be huge bioplagues, giant wars, World War III, things like that, so folks will be more accepting. And whether these government people hallucinating or not are have found something real or they're just collectively insane, you look at all the other insane people throughout history. Elites generally get into really weird stuff. But you got to give them credit. They really are building this system. So while we're busy talking about LeBron James and being unsportsmanlike, or was he, every major GMO crop in studies, you can look it up. Just pick one, look it up. Pick a crop that's GMO, cross species. It caused massive infertility in every rodent species given it. You can pick any of the major ones. I think that's pretty big news. But see, it's hidden there in plain view. It's hidden there in plain view. And people are like, well, I can't see it. It's magic. You're telling me there's something in that corn that is hurting me. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. Yeah, there's a big report on it. Also infertility, but that's just one report. I mean, people 1,000 years ago would have thought radio was magic. See, whatever people can't see, they think is magic. They're poisoning the water, you can't see it. Magic. They're poisoning the GMO crops. Magic. It's not magic. Magic just means hidden. Occult just means hidden. And that's what the globalists are all about. They know everything you're doing. You know nothing they're doing. They're hidden. You're out in the open. Let's go back to Clara. Then I'll go to Kyle, Richard, Tate, Don. I keep meaning to go to calls, but I'm really on a roll today. Claris in Italy, finish up your points about Bilderberg 2011.
It was the most fantastic thing I'd ever experienced. Humanity at its finest on our part. I'm telling you, Alex, all of the protesters, young and old, predominantly male, all very concerned about us women. Myself, I'm 51. I was not ill-treated by any of the members of any of those groups, and we are changed. Slovenia was there. Birmingham, we are changed. Germany, we are changed. And those people were complete gentlemen. And I went there to file a suit because I feel I found the key to what the elite covet. They covet the law, and they're very smug in it. And I filed the suit. I sent copies off to the White House, to the Supreme Court, to the Papal Court, and I sent it off the Sunday before going to Bilderberg. May I read a quick excerpt?
Sure. Where did you file your suit, and against who?
Sir?
What court did you file the suit in?
Supreme Court.
The U.S. Supreme Court?
I sent it to their email. It was the only way I could send it.
So yeah, but just so you know, that would have to be filed in a federal court. Before it get to the Supreme Court, I mean, I'm sure it'd be nice reading for them. It would need to go through the court in your district. Do you live in Italy, or are you visiting?
It was my last post before I got out of the military.
Well, that's great. Send us the email again. I want to read that, Claris. I got to jump. I'll come back and take a few calls. We got a guest popping in. But Kyle, Richard, Tate, Don, and others, you're coming up straight ahead. And, you know, my whole point about the Clockwork Elves earlier is, I don't believe any of it, is that the people running things are a bunch of deranged lunatics. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, I have been wound up today. We got pharmacist Ben Fuchs, Genesis talk show host, joining us for the balance of the hour coming up. But regardless of what your calls are about, I'll go to your calls because he can comment on basically anything. I got to know him pretty good. I've seen him out in California and at the event at Talkers this weekend with MZ and Ted Anderson. But I want to go to Kyle, Richard, Tate, Don, Tim. I'm just going to have to block out whole shows every week just to take calls because I get going and never go to them. But Kyle in Iowa, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, this is Kyle from Cedar Falls VR Change. I wanted to give you a follow-up. You had posted a story that I was involved with yesterday about the city council lockboxes. They just had their final vote yesterday, and they did decide to vote against the Fourth Amendment in spite of the city hall being packed with people overflowing into secondary rooms with TVs for people.
That's right. Everyone must have a box on their house with keys for the government to get in your house during emergencies, as if firemen don't have an axe so they can knock it down if you're not there. Just, it's absolutely idiotic. But again, they use any excuse they can. They say it's for one thing, it's for another. On record, you have in Indiana, their Supreme Court ruling, no Fourth Amendment for any reason, just any time they feel like it. Well, why'd we ever have one to begin with?
Yeah, exactly.
That's to make it easier for the FBI with sneaking peeks to go in your house. And they're trying to pass that nationwide where you have the keys right there for the loving government.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they didn't have any data to show or to validate their points of safety, which is obviously ridiculous to begin with. You know, everyone who spoke last night was fairly eloquent. They got hit from a lot of different angles. Everyone made good points, but, you know.
You know what you do? You just file a bunch of lawsuits on them. That'll teach them. They'll pull out. Also, in the interim, let them start trying to fine people for not having the lockbox on their house like your house is, you know, run by the real estate agent in the sky.
Yeah, well, what it is, it's for triplexes and above and all commercial properties, but, I mean, the way things are going, you know as well as I do, that eventually it will be everyone's houses.
Well, what's going to happen is people are just going to break into those and get the whole gaggle of keys and rob a bunch of houses.
Well, right. It's already happened in Seattle. There was two teenagers that broke into these lock boxes and stole about $800,000 worth of equipment. The fire chief said that it's never happened, and we corrected him on that, even though to no effect, obviously. And we were talking to some lock pick experts, and the Medico locks that they use on these are, according to them, the easiest locks to break into. Anyone can go and buy a drill bit.
Look, the it's going to cause crime to explode. Again, and I'm sure the fire chief means well. This is this bureaucratic nanny state attitude, but the reason this is being pushed everywhere is to train you under federal inspection. And inspectors come in your house without warrants. They have towns in Illinois where they come in to make sure more than the amount of people that are allowed to live there aren't living there. They check for toothbrushes to see. You get fined if there's three toothbrushes and you're house is allowed to have two. You can't make this. If you're a new listener, folks, I'm not joking about any of this. Truth stranger than fiction, as they say. And that's why they have a fire axe. And you go right through the door, and it takes about an extra second. I guarantee you, it's easier to hack down doors with an axe or with a battering ram than to go to a box in a fire and go through all the keys in the dark and then find it and go to it. Knock them down. There's a fire. It's a cheap door. Knock it down. You got probable cause. There's flames shooting out. Knock it down. You know, stinking key. So they passed it, huh?
Yeah. There was one councilman who kept raising Fourth Amendment issues. Go figure. He's a Ron Paul supporter. I got to speak with him at length. But this has already hit the Drudge Report. It's been on your website and some other media outlets. Me and my associate, Judd, we started a group called Taking Back America. Which is kind of a semi-Tea Party-based...
Your video's up there. See, we're all together on this. And thank God for the Drudge Report. Here's a new headline. Secret U.S. Grand Jury investigating CIA war crimes at Abu Ghraib. Maybe some justice.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, everybody's being told, get on to the CIA cloud. Well, beware the clouds, my friends. We've told you this is part of Internet 2, where all your data is stored off-site, and the government and other corporations can just go through it at will. And here it is out of ZDNet News. No privacy on Amazon's cloud drive. And it's going to be the same thing for Apple and all the rest of them. Section 5.2 says they have the right to access your files. They have you waive all your rights under the cloud to give it to whoever they want, whenever they want. And now when government wants it without a warrant, they just order them to give it. The cloud is obviously extremely ominous. And simply put, the clouds are evil. Cloud computing is a technology that's neutral, but it's configured and set up. That's like not having your wedding ring, you know, yourself, but giving it to somebody else to keep. And it's going to cause more data theft, more problems, and they don't care. They'll just ignore that and offer more tyranny as the solution. Also, a report from Politico. A federal prosecutor has launched a secret grand jury to investigate possible CIA war crimes at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. Time magazine's also reporting federal prosecutor John Durham, who was first appointed to probe the destruction of CIA interrogation tapes by Attorney General Michael Mukasey in 2008, is now working on an expanded probe authorized by the Obama Justice Department. And this is a desperate Obama ploy to use this as a weapon against the Republican Party to have them back off, because he's on the verge of having to step down with the lowest approval rating in modern history. Because these people are together on a team, but when they start fighting over levers of power, they will play dirty. How about the federal prosecutor go after Bush? He bragged he ordered torture. He did it again last year in press conferences and again this year. They sent people to prison who followed orders and tortured. Why aren't the order givers going to jail? So big news there. And watch Republicans come out and go, we got to support torture. It's manly. No, it gave up America's soul. It gave up our high ground. It made the world hate us. And it's part of a globalist plan that they released the Abu Ghraib. Oh, it's bad they did it. But again, it's part of the demonization program of America to give the orders and then to release that it happened. And it gets rid of the moral high ground worldwide where countries all over the world are saying, hey, torture is now good. America does it. Remember in the old days when our media criticized governments that arrested folks for unauthorized protest, that arrested political dissidents? Well, they can't do that anymore. They can't do that because they've lost the moral high ground. And that was done intentionally. Lowering our standards. That's all part of this larger program. And now you talk about human cloning. No big deal. Now you talk about secret arrest or torture. No big deal. We're all being acclimated to accept all of this. Now I'm going to cover some of the news this hour because he's such an interesting person. He can talk basically on any subject that we raise. And he's a Genesis talk show host. And he's a pharmacist by trade and by degree. And now he is a nutritional pharmacist based in Boulder, Colorado. He believes that most prescription drugs are toxic and unnecessary. And I really enjoy talking to him and listening to him because so much of the research he talks about is stuff that I've separately done my own research on. He just specializes in this area so he can take us even further in our understanding. And I wanted to look at one of the biggest places they attack us is through the statin drugs, through the sodium fluoride, through the GMO, what the studies show, what we know, what the larger battle plan of Big Pharma is. And we'll also take some of your calls. I know you're holding. They'll be all over the map, but Ben can speak to all of that. But Ben, what do you make of the fact that the honeybees, more than half of them are dead in the U.S. and Western Europe? It's a cocktail of cell phones. Also, the BT corn, it's been confirmed, grows at 1,000 times normal levels, a natural pesticide in it, a fungus. The honeybees are like humans. They will still eat it. A lot of GMO pigs and dogs and other things won't eat because their olfactory nerves are so good. Honeybees will eat the pollen. I mean, is it just that? And if the honeybees are dying, what does that mean for us? So many different diseases are off the charts. I was at Talkers with you. I first want to get your take on that, but just throwing out some of the things we'll talk about. Big elite conclave, confab of talk show hosts from around the country and CEOs and program directors. And I noticed that when I brought up the fact that Western thought waves have lowered and that IQs have lowered, a few of them said I was a liar. And I went out on my iPhone, microwaving myself during the break. I'm addicted, folks. But I was already saturated in there by Wi-Fi, so I was already in an oven of it. And I looked it up, and there was all these mainstream articles even admitting that IQs have dropped. So they've lowered the metric on the IQ test and lowered the quality of the general SATs and others. And also that generally, to be technical, our brainwaves haven't dropped. Overall, it's that we're in a lower brainwave state more often. So, but if you average it together, we're in the lower state more often. They're still able to go into a high brainwave associated with creativity and spiritual thoughts and intuitiveness. But generally, with the average adult, more than 5 hours, average youth, now more than six, playing video games, watching TV. The studies are all on record that it lowers brainwaves to a near sleep state. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and talking to you, I was amazed that you were so well informed on that subject as well. We even had some arguments with talk show host out in the parlor. I mean, who could deny that physical intelligence, not just education, has dropped in America? We've gone from number one to almost number, 46 or something now? Guys, look up U.S. and international education rankings. Ben Fuchs, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much, Alex, and there's so much that you mentioned that is interesting to cover. But the most important point I think that we should recognize is, yes, honeybees are dying and the water is polluted, there's drugs in the water and the air is toxic and radiation leaking into the oceans. There's all these places that it seems like the environment and the world itself is falling apart, but there's one place where we can take control, and that is over our health. And that is my specialty. And I'm telling you, Alex, and I'm telling you, listeners, there is so much we can do to improve the state of our health. If we are sick, then we are not able to withstand these abuses and the things that are happening to us. There's no way we can care about government intrusion in our lives if we're suffering from colon disease or if we're suffering from lung disease or we're suffering from depressed immunity. So job
number one. And by the way, you're 50 years old, and I mean, you look like you got the body of a 25-year-old.
Well, it's anybody can have the body of a 25-year-old. It's job number one to exploit the healing power of the human body. I have seen the most incredible, dramatic things happen to blood pressure dropping and weight dropping and people's skin improving and the most incredible markers of health that can only be called miraculous by mainstream medicine. But what, as I say on my radio program, it's business as usual for the human body because the body heals itself. It's resistant to disease and it's designed to take stressors and use those stressors as incentives to build. When you break a bone, Alex, the bone is stronger at the point of the break than it was before it was broken. And to me, that is emblematic of how the body responds.
Well, that's like building muscle. That's like making yourself problem solve. It's frustrating at first.
Everywhere. Correct. Everywhere. The brain forms a tighter wiring as you problem solve. As you have stresses in your life, be they physiologic stresses or emotional stresses or mental stresses, the body is designed to become better in response to those stresses. And that's what we want to understand and be able to exploit. So when I see stresses and when I see problems in the environment and I see all the pollution that's going on in the world and I see all the, it looks like the world's falling apart. To me, that's an opportunity to exploit the healing power of the human body. But
I agree. If we use the pressure against us by the globalists and make it fun to fight them, then it becomes exciting and not a desperate chore. But I still am in the phase, and we have a lot of solutions as well, and we're going to talk about them coming up, of trying to get folks to recognize that there's a problem to begin with, to get them out of the lower state of thinking, to get them out of a couch potato spectator area. So let's talk a little bit about your overall view of the Talkers event, where I was the keynote speaker this weekend. And one of the few things folks didn't believe, that the IQs have actually dropped, even though you can just search that and it's all over the news, and that people are spending more time in an unnatural sleepwalking level of brainwaves.
Well, first of all, hats off to you for entering into the belly of the beast, because that's exactly where you were. And as you said in your talk, you raised an interesting point. You said, if you guys think, when you were talking to the talk show host, you were saying, if you guys think that you're going to enter the New World Order and get patted on the head and become financially successful and become celebrities and not have your heads cut off, then you're missing the point of the New World Order, because you guys are just as expendable as anybody else. And I commend you for saying that right there, right down the street from Fox News and NBC and ABC and all those other folks. So thank you very much for being there, and thank you for saying that to all those people. As far as brainwaves go, you've got four main brainwaves. You've got theta waves, you've got beta waves, you've got alpha waves, and then you have delta waves. Your creativity occurs in the theta and alpha state, but the alpha state, in the alpha state, you're very receptive to messages, to messaging. And that's why when you drive by the Golden Arches, you feel like you need to go in and get French fries, even though you weren't hungry. Because when you were watching the commercial, your brain slowed down into this alpha state, and you were receptive and suggestive to those messages. Hypnotists know this well, and this process of hypnosis and lowering brainwaves is exploited dramatically by marketers and by advertisers ever since the days of Edward Bernays, who came up with the so-called Torches of Freedom marketing campaign that used forced women or induced women to smoke cigarettes. This manipulation of brains and manipulation of the human body and manipulation of biochemistry that began at the early 20th century has now reached a fever pitch. And that's one of the reasons why we have Obama as a president today, because he understood better than anybody else. In fact, his political campaign will be used as a case study for decades to come on how to use social networking, how to use computers, how to use high tech in order to manipulate and convince people to do what they didn't think that they were going to do.
Ben Fuchs, so incredible. Finish up with that. We'll take a few calls, and we're going to get into solutions with Ben Fuchs. I'm going to start having him up frequently. I love him just like Mike Adams. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to postpone our regular broadcast for a minute or so. It's all over the news. Everyone's scared. It's so frightening. You know, they've been putting out alerts. The new alert system isn't just general fear-mongering on the news. They send little tailored, non-specific things about there are people talking about freedom. They want to kill cops. have local meetings outside Austin in Bandera. The sheriff scared. He says there aren't any of these sovereign citizens around I know of, but they're so scary they might have Ron Paul stickers. It's a way to just demonize a group. See, they're moving away from the Muslims and the turbans and the beards to now there's domestic groups. There's going to be a new Oklahoma City any minute. Oh, my gosh. They're going to blow everything up. They're dangerous. They're almost as dangerous as those Amish selling milk to their neighbors. And they say in Montana, the National Guard got to call the army out when it's not the Mexican troops killing everybody on the border and all the mass graves. No. He was weaving and ran from police. They don't know why, and so they're locking Montana down and calling out the army, because they heard from neighbors he might be a dun-dun-dun survivalist. Let's say the guy's a bank robber. We don't know. The point is, the hyperventilating, the every news channel, there's a guy who doesn't like the government. He's in Montana. Help us. I'm sorry, going back to pharmacist Ben Fuchs, this is all part of the hyping where they create a fetish of fear. And I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Getting back to the brainwave situation you were talking about.
Alex, when you're scared, number one, you don't do your best thinking. But number two, your stress hormone levels go up and your immune system drops. And that's what you want to be so careful of. If you are under stress and you're worried and you're fearful and you have anxiety levels, high anxiety levels, you are not able to withstand the E. coli. You're not able to withstand the drugs in the water. You're not able to withstand the radiation that's in the water and in the fish and in the food. So what you want to do is you want to make sure, Matthew 10:16, wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. You want to know what's going on. You want to not be stupid. You want to understand the manipulation that's occurring all around us and make absolutely sure you are taking care of your health using nutrition, using nutritional supplementation, and for God's sake, disengaging from the machine by not eating the crap. Every time you drive by Taco Bell, you want to think, that's the terrorist. You know, the terrorist isn't necessarily the guy at a turban who's coming on the plane. It's the tacos, and it's the fast food, and it's the processed
food.
Exactly.
We're not taught to see the poison in the water, the frequency pollution. We're not taught to see the real things that are really attacking our bodies.
Right. That's the thing that you want to be able to withstand. If you want to be powerful, to be able to take care of, to be able to withstand the abuses that are occurring in our environment, job number one is to not eat the crap, is to make sure you're taking care of your health using nutrition and nutritional supplementation, making sure you're moving your body around. You know, people didn't get cancer and heart disease to the degree we're getting it today 150 years ago because they were chopping wood and they were walking to the store and they were out farming and they were moving their lymphatic system and they were exercising and they were breathing clean air. And so what we want to make sure we're doing today is we're understanding maximally how our bodies work. And that's to me, that's the biggest crisis we have, is this ignorance over our human bodies, this incredible 100 trillion cell machine that we are gifted with for 100 years to 120 years. We get to have possession of this amazing healing system, and we don't even know where our pancreas is or what our pancreas does. And this ignorance around the human body and this ignorance around how we treat the human body has got to stop, because until it does stop, we're going to be nothing but fodder for this machine new world order that is bent on our enslavement and our robot turning us all into robots. It becomes incumbent upon us all to understand how our bodies work and to understand how to take care of our bodies. And you know, from listening to my program and from talking this weekend, that I'm a big believer in nutritional supplementation. You absolutely have to understand how to use nutritional supplements correctly. You know, Alex, 62% of Americans use nutritional supplements, but do you think of that 62%, how many do you think really know how to use a nutritional supplement, how to incorporate nutritional supplements in a synergistic fashion? And that's why I like nutritional supplement systems so well.
Well, we're going to talk about that, some solutions, and just give some examples of what prescription drugs that are being pushed on us.
Perfect example is the statin drugs that you were talking about. That's a perfect example. Do you know to this day there has not been one single definitive study that connects cholesterol to elevated blood cholesterol to atherosclerosis, which is a leading cause of death, the leading cause of death in this country to this day? And it's not for lack of searching for it. Yet if you go to the Midwest and you go back east, you talk to people about cholesterol, most people still believe that their elevated cholesterol has to be stopped and has to be controlled to the point that they need to take poison prescription prescription drugs to knock it down.
All right, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, stay there. Let's talk about some of the most deadly prescription drugs out there. And by the way, Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, agrees with you. He says, you are insane to take statins. You know why? The brain is almost entirely the solid part, cholesterol. And we'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I will jam in some calls before this hour of transmission ends. They'll be all over the map. But Ben Fuchs, again, I had a chance to hang out with him in California when I was out there speaking. He's friends with KSCO owner Michael Zwirling. And also to hang out with him a couple days with Rob Dew and Ted Anderson in New York. And I'm really stunned by his breadth of knowledge. He really does have a wide spectrum understanding. We're going to get into some of the most deadly prescription drugs versus good vitamins and minerals. And by the way, I'm teamed up with Ben Fuchs at InfoWarsTeam.com. He's our advisor. We carry many of the products he's developed, like Pollen Burst. And going back 6 months ago, I just stuck these in the house because my wife likes nutritional stuff to see what she'd do. And without me hyping it, she came back and said, this is the best ever. She's a lot more health conscious than I am. I'm so busy. I'm trying to get more health conscious. If I dedicated all my time to it, I could do it. But the point is, I'm trying to get more into it. And she loves the Pollen Burst. She loves the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. These are full spectrum vitamin, mineral systems where you absorb a lot more of it than the toxic artificial forms of it that Big Pharma puts on store shelves. InfoWarsTeam.com. And we'll also punch that up on screen later, and I'll give you the toll-free number to call if you've got any questions. We've got great people there to answer your questions. But I wanted to get to something else dealing with perception management and brainwashing and then get Ben Fuchs' take on it. We always talk about how they're trying to dumb media down. And Frontline on PBS has done a good report where they talk to the executives, and it's admitted that going back decades ago, a conscious decision, more than decades ago, but with TV, they decided to lower the language, use less words, dumb it down, and that it's not that the media is even giving people what they want, the old dominant media, it's that they're force-feeding it. And people complain that there's not enough substance in politics. It's about how their hair looks, or do they go to NASCAR races, or what team do they like? And so it's all about likability. And that's always been the problem. You want to go for the statesman or woman who actually stands for issues that you agree with. And you're supposed to know the facts. And I've watched debates, since I've been watching them for 30 plus years, degenerate. I mean, I watched Reagan in debates. I watched George Herbert Walker Bush in debates. I watched them all, and they get more and more broken up where they're not debates. It's just questions. It's canned answers because they don't want the real issues injected. Now, I'm not mad at Ron Paul, but I don't know why he answered the question. He paused. He's not a smart mouth person. But I don't think it would have been smart mouth if he just said, that's not an important question. You know, we've got a global depression. But Ron Paul's a gentleman. He answered the question. But they were saying, what type of chicken do you like? What type of hot wings? What's your favorite baseball team? And it is so disgusting to see them in these already dumbed down debates. More and more every election cycle, they get worse and worse. And if we put up with this, and there's not a hue and cry against this, they will spend the next two-hour debate asking people cooking recipes. And that's not what this is about. It's not about giving PR people a way out to dumb things down and have less knowledge. That's why they've always hated having Ron Paul in these debates, because real issues get out there. And we get real arguments going on. So as things get worse and worse, here they are trying to make it this pop garbage. Here's a clip of this. I want to get Ben Fuchs' take. This is the debate last night.
And their personality. So I'm going to borrow something from my sports fan experience. Every time we go to break or come back from break, I'm going to ask the candidates one at a time a question I'll call this or that. I give them a choice. These are not serious political issues. It's just to show a little bit of the personal side of our candidates. Senator Santorum, I want to start with you.
Thank you.
Of course. Leno or Conan?
Neither, probably Leno, but I don't watch either. Sorry.
All right, excellent. That's all right. That's the answer. The answer is the answer. Congresswoman Bachman, to you, Elvis or Johnny Cash?
Oh, that's really tough. That's really both. Both.
Both.
Yeah.
They're both.
Pathetic.
I've got Christmas with Elvis on my iPod.
All right. Now we know what's on the Congresswoman's iPod.
She's
Mr.
cute.
Speaker, Dancing with the Stars or American Idol?
American Idol.
American Idol it is.
Yeah,
our candidates continue their debate in just a moment. Stay with us. Congressman Paul, BlackBerry or iPhone?
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry it is. Mr. Kane, deep dish or thin crust?
Deep dish.
Deep dish it is. Governor Romney, to you now. Imagine you're getting to the barbecue joint. Maybe it's here in New Hampshire, maybe it's South Carolina, ordering some wings. Spicy or mild?
Oh, spicy. Absolutely. And by the way, Bruins are up 4-0.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen,
there you go.
They want to make you love the politicians. It's about government that has a 9% approval rating because you're aware of what their real policies are. It's about government now making you like them because no real issues are discussed. I mean, this is pure propaganda. And Romney goes one even further and obviously implies that during a break he was checking his iPhone to see where, you know, his favorite team was doing. I mean, this is evil. Ben Fuchs, they must be getting desperate.
You know, if you didn't play that for me, I would have thought it was some kind of joke. I mean, I didn't watch the debates for that very reason. I didn't think it would stoop down that low. But that's got to be one of the most ridiculous statements on the American culture that I've ever heard in my life. That is absolutely absurd, what you just played. That is absolutely absurd. I'm dumbfounded. I don't even know what to say. But you know what, folks? It's up to us to raise the bar. It's up to us to take the ball into our own court.
Oh, if I'd have been there, I would have said, how dare you bring this up, a bunch of little childish side issues. We've got serious issues. We've got our veterans having their health care cut. We're going into a depression. We've got now 5 wars going on, now one in Yemen. I'm not going to talk about my favorite pizza or what type of cell phone I got. If I would have gotten a cell phone call, I'd say I got one for emergencies, but I try not to use it because it's giving people brain cancer. I mean, we need to be a serious country. If there's a, they want us obsessed with baloney so they can engage in running the world. They don't want us in the real world. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's an absolute travesty what you just played, and I agree. I think I'm surprised Ron Paul didn't say something. I heard him kind of hesitate a little bit, like he didn't believe he was going to be answering that question. But I'll tell you what, Alex.
No, he did look angry, but I mean, I tell you.
That's a tragic statement, but just underscores the importance of us taking the ball into our own court and starting to do something about this. I wonder what somebody's house is being foreclosed on and who's been out of work for 6 months would think about whether Mitt Romney likes thin crust or thick crust. Jesus, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, I've got to get the whole debate and actually boil it down because it went on for like 10 minutes. Oh, that's another issue. Burning up time. You got an hour and a half debate and for 10 minutes? I went and found it this morning, the whole thing, and skipped it. I mean, they went for like a whole segment into the next segment, and we're asking them all, pizza? What's yours? What's yours? What's yours? I mean, no one in history would have acted like this. No one. Can you imagine if they asked George Washington in a presidential debate, what's your favorite bird dog? He would have said, my dear sir, we have more important things to do presently. It's incredible how they turn us into children. Folks, you're not supposed to act like you're 6 years old for your whole life. I'm sorry. I mean, I see adults. I listen to conversation. They're all like a bunch of children, man.
Well, to what extent are we culpable for questions like that? To what extent are we complicit that they think it's okay to present that kind of message at a presidential debate, which I don't even know how they call it a debate.
Well, Ben, listen, I've been ranting here, and I want to go to some calls. Break down quickly some of the most deadly drugs out there, what they're really doing versus truly high-quality vitamins and minerals, and the type of incredible results you've seen for some of the mainstay chronic illnesses that are becoming so commonplace.
I'll tell you the number one, and it's tough to say the number one class of toxic drugs because they're all pretty darn toxic, but the ones that stand out for me are the high blood pressure drugs, the so-called antihypertensives, and there's two reasons for that. Number one, they are powerful, powerful poisons of the nervous system, so-called beta blockers and calcium channel blockers that people get put on almost automatically when they have high blood pressure. You see, these beta blockers and calcium channel blockers block everything. And folks, if you hear the word blocker in terms of your prescription drug, that's a prescription drug you don't want to take, because you can't just block one system. A beta blocker blocks the entire beta nervous system, which is one half of your nervous system, and you're playing with fire if you use it. And the reason why I'm so up in arms about these antihypertensives is only one half because they're toxic, but the other half is because they're so unnecessary. Dropping your blood pressure is one of the easiest things to do. Dropping your blood pressure simply by taking in supplements that open up blood vessels such as niacin and the B complex, electrolytes like magnesium and potassium, and most importantly, folks, the single most important thing you could do for your health and longevity, drop your insulin, make your body more sensitive to insulin, lower your blood sugar. Your blood pressure will drop so fast that you'll have to get off your prescription drug, or it will drop too low.
But they can't sell you exercising, eating healthy, and not drinking as much sugar or eating as much sugar. They'd rather let you continue to be sick and then use something that blocks it, that takes care of that, but causes a whole other panopticon of other problems because they got drugs to sell you on that front.
If you want to drop your blood pressure, you should drop your blood pressure, and if you want to do it, you do not need prescription drugs to do it, and it's one of the simplest, easiest nutritional strategies that you can effects from nutritional strategies that you can ever achieve. Dropping your insulin, making your body more sensitive to insulin, dropping your blood sugar, taking the B complex and electrolytes, and your blood pressure will drop like a stone, and you'll lose weight on top of that as well. The second thing, a second class of drugs that troubles me are these anticonvulsant drugs that they use for bipolar disorder and for emotional problems. And any pharmacist will tell you that Tegretol and Depakote and valproic acid and Dilantin, these drugs they used to use them just as anticonvulsants. Now they're using them for anxiety and for bipolar disorder. Those are among the most deadly drugs of all, and you need to have your liver checked every 6 months when you're on them. And by the way, if you're on a drug like the statin drugs that requires that you need to have your liver checked every 6 months, that's telling you that you are playing with a deadly drug. And let me tell you something, folks. They make it seem like those statin drugs are like M&Ms. They're like candy, and there's no problem, and we can give them to children. We should put them in the water, and they should be over the counter. And that is far from being true. They're so toxic, these statin drugs, that liver enzymes are elevated in 1 out of 100 people who take them. And even more than that, are subject to liver toxicity that don't show up with liver.
And by the way, elevated liver levels, that's a fancy way of saying your liver is leaking. There's cells dying. It's swelling up like you're drinking a quart of Jack Daniels every day.
That's right. And you know, today we have a new disease called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and that's the same disease you used to have to drink a pint a day to get. Now everybody's getting it. So they call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD, and they say, well,
and now we have early onset of brain degenerative disorders, and now young people are getting Alzheimer's. Drink more aspartame, drink more out of aluminum cans. And they had studies 30 years ago in rodents with aluminum that they had their brains rot. I mean, they know what they're doing.
You don't want to touch aspartame, folks. In fact, as terrible as sugar is, it's probably better than aspartame. At least your body has evolved metabolic systems to take care of sugar. And by the way, the sweet taste alone is problematic. So whether a sweetener is artificial or a sweetener is non-artificial, just that sweet taste alone initiates an insulin response. And as I say, if you have to pick one system that you want to regulate in order to maintain your health and longevity, it's that blood sugar and insulin system.
Now, I want to go to some calls, but we have a cornucopia, and we made the site even better. If you go to InfoWarsTeam.com, we'll put this up on screen, and you click on the purchase products area. You sign up, like Costco or something, for $10, you get a big discount, and then you can also sell it to others, which I think is a great idea. I just give it to family, but I gave it to family. Now a lot of them are signing up and buying it. It's that good. If you go to the purchase products area, and we'll click on that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, if you click on that tab up at the top, over on the right-hand side, we have all these icons there for the entire body, for the brain, for the blood system, for the bones, for the liver, for the eyesight. It's all there. But I'm telling you, the two products I like the best, well, there's several of them, the five-day cleansing program, the pollen burst, things like the tangy tangerine. How important is cleansing? Go over some of those products that are at InfoWarsTeam.com, because I've searched them out. I've talked to the experts. I've looked at everything. And this is the system that I found gets the best results. And your purchase also funds this broadcast. I've done 2 hours and 45 minutes here, and just in this third hour of, you know, plugged a sponsor and a product. But I only promote things I believe in, and I believe in InfoWarsTeam.com and the Youngevity products. The toll-free number to call and ask any questions, 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301. Great folks there to answer any of your questions. But you can just buy them straight off the site or sign up and get discounts, InfoWarsTeam.com. It's $10 to sign up and get the discounts. Now, going back to pharmacist Ben Fuchs, what are some of the best products in your opinion? Obviously, you designed one of them, Pollen Burst, but that's separately. That's why I wanted to get a hold of you, because that's my wife's favorite. And Doc Wallach and others say it's the best out there with that B-complex and other things. But tell me about those three products.
Well, I love the Pollen Burst, and I wish I designed it because it's a wonderful product.
Well, I heard you designed it.
No, that credit goes to Dr. Corey Gold, who's a good friend of mine.
It's Corey Gold. I get confused. Yeah. That's right. I had him on last week. See, I'm not perfect, folks. I forget stuff. Go ahead.
Corey's a dear friend of mine.
Corey Gold. I got it mixed up. Go ahead.
That's okay. But I love the Pollen Burst, and I wish I designed it because I take it myself. No, my favorite – I got a few favorite products.
You're the skin guy, too.
I am the skin guy, yeah. My favorite product, and by the way, the skin, no matter what your skin issue is, folks, and skin is very troubling, Alex, because we can see the skin. You know, our blood pressure is more important than our skin, but we can see the skin. So people tend to be more concerned about skin issues and other things. And folks, if you have a skin disease, rest assured you got something going on inside your body as well, because you don't have psoriasis and you don't have acne, you don't have eczema unless your body's breaking down inside as well. And the good news is when your eczema clears up, the inside of your body is healing too. So that's one of the neat things about the skin. Also, with the skin tends to heal very rapidly. And that's one of the reasons why I like these liquid nutrients. And to answer your question, Alex, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is by far my most my favorite product of all the Youngevity. There's quite a few that I like, but the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is my favorite because it gives you all of the basic nutrients that you need in generous amounts, especially vitamin C, and it does it in a tasty fashion. And I hear all the time from folks who aren't big on nutritional supplementation, they don't feel like doing it, or it's a pain to take pills, or they don't like the taste. Think about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's like drinking Kool-Aid. It's like drinking a refreshing beverage. You keep it in the refrigerator, you make it fresh in the morning, keep it in the refrigerator, and it's refreshing. Kids love it, and it's loaded with nutrients in a liquid fashion. And that's another very important point about health. The less work your digestive system does, the longer you will live. In fact, every study that's ever been done on longevity shows that when you lower your caloric intake, you live longer.
Well, no, that's how they make rats. I've seen the rat studies for decades, where they feed rats double of the same thing, and the rats that get double live almost half as long. And then when they really cut rats into high nutrient but very low caloric intake, the rats can live 2, 3, 4 times as long. They've done it with worms and things. I want to come back and explain to me why that's the case, because I went out to dinner with you several times, and you don't look skinny. You look healthy, but you didn't ever eat. You were there drinking the Pollen Burst and the Tangy Tangerine, and you said you weren't hungry. And you're going to end up living a long time, and I eat like a pig, I'm going to end up dying.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to go to some of your phone calls. We'll go a little bit into internet-only overdrive into the next hour at InfoWars.com. We'll be back tomorrow for the full radio audience, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's why I tell folks to always trust but verify with my show. That's one of the few mistakes I tend to make, is I'll flip people and names. It's Dr. Corey Gold that was just on last week with us, and who formulated Pollen Burst that we sell at InfoWarsTeam.com that my wife loves so much. I don't know why I was saying pharmacist Ben Fuchs had made it. I think even this weekend I was mindlessly going, that's good Pollen Burst you made. My memory's great, but sometimes it does crazy things. But I think all of your memories do that as well. I want to go to a few calls here, but how important is detoxing the body with the detox pack that Youngevity has at InfoWarsTeam.com? Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
if you got toxicity going on, you're going to need some help, because no matter what you put inside your body, if you're clogged up and your liver is overloaded, you're not going to be able to maximize the results that you get from nutritional supplementation. So the detox formula is very important. Making sure that you're not putting poisons in the first place is also important. And then making sure that you're getting the micronutrients that support your body's own detoxification system, of course. You have an enzyme system in your liver called the glutathione system, and the glutathione system is so unbelievably powerful. It's able to handle detoxify your body from radiation, protect you from bacterial toxicity like that E. coli epidemic that's going on over there in Europe. The glutathione system can handle cancer. The glutathione system is responsible for protecting your body from environmental assault. The key is to build up your body's own detoxifying system. So in addition to detoxifying programs, making sure you're getting vitamin C, making sure you're getting a high quality protein.
Well, here's an example.
Liquid nutrients.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, here's an example. I'm so busy. We're all so busy. A lot of us know this information, but people tell us just 6 months ago, Jaron, one of the producers, started having really bad allergies. Well, he had them the whole time I knew him, like I did. He started taking probiotics because most of our intestines, you know, the food's so dead, don't have the good bacteria. No allergies, doesn't get sick anymore. So I started taking them 3 months ago, just, you know, bought the complex ones, and suddenly my allergies are gone. I mean, it worked like a charm, because what you've said and many other medical doctors I've had on, they say allergies in the whole body are driven by the intestines.
That's right. Let me tell you something. If people saw what was going on there in their intestines after they had a regular meal, they wouldn't eat a regular meal any longer. The intestinal system is the key to health. When human beings are born, they're born premature because we have big heads, so we come out of the womb early. That prematurity, the fact that we come out early, means that our digestive system and our immune system, which are the same system, people, 80% of your immune system is in your digestive system. Both those systems are born premature, and we depend on breast milk for the development of the digestive system / immune system. If we're not getting breastfed, or if we're not getting breastfed long enough, or if our moms are undernutriated, which pretty much covers all of us, we become compromised at the intestinal level from birth forward.
What about babies that are given formula that are half corn syrup and sugar? I mean, no wonder a lot of these kids look like zombies.
I'm telling you, that if you want to make sure that your kid suffers from allergies for the rest of his life, or suffers from autoimmune disease for the rest of his life, you put them on a formula. That's one of the best ways to assure that your kid is going to have a short life. When a kid is born, he or she needs to have, number one, breast milk.
You're a conspiracy theorist. It's a lie. Women never breastfed. I can see in the future, they'll be like, arrest that man. He claims that women had breasts to breastfeed. He's with Al-Qaeda. He's an extremist. You know, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, you're a weirdo, man. You're on my show saying women and mammals have breasts to feed young. You are an extremist.
Well, I hate to say it, but what you said is very, very important, Alex. Probiotics are like a miracle. I put my mom on them. She got off her heartburn medicine in a week. She couldn't get off it for years, and she said those exact words. It's a miracle. That's what my mom told me.
Well, it's all available. InfoWarsTeam.com. Stay there. Let's jam in a few calls on the other side. InfoWarsTeam.com. If you want to check it out today and support what we're doing, I believe in those products. Key retransmission coming up for stations that re-air it. God bless you. Segment into overdrive, and I apologize for being myself and getting so excited I hog all the airtime, but we will attempt to get to more calls tomorrow. Don, Tim, Mark, Felipe, these will be all over the map with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I wish I could go all day, but I got to get into all the other work we got out there. Don in Texas, then we'll go to Felipe if they're still there, and maybe some others. Don, you're on the air with pharmacist Ben Fuchs of InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, Don. Alex, Ben, is a privilege.
Yes, sir.
You woke me up, opened my eyes about 6-8 months ago. I can't even watch regular TV anymore. God bless you. I got a story. I was listening Friday about the Bilderberg Group, and I was getting all fired up and excited about them being exposed. And I got kind of mad. And I thought, dang, I can't get this nowhere. What's the problem? So I called my local television station. I said, what? Have you heard about this? What's going on? Sweden and all this, and you know, the guy in the newsroom says no. I said, well, you know about the Bilderberg Group and all that? He said, well, no, I never heard about that. And I said, well, you know, I'd like to be able to hear about something like that. And he says, well, Well, I don't know. I said, let me check the AP and see. We'll try to investigate. And I said, well, buddy, you ain't going to find nothing like that on the AP. I said, go to Infowars.com. You can find all you want about it, and then I want to hear about it.
You know, it's funny you say that. A family friend, Raymond Teague, who part of the time visits family in East Texas, he was in Tyler. And he called my dad, and I need to call him, literally hyperventilating, and he said, the last 3 days on the local mainline broadcast TV, they're airing large clips of your TV show streamed at PrisonPlanet.tv on the local news station. And he told my dad, I mean, it's a mainline affiliate, and we're getting more and more reports like that where there are program directors and people that are mainly taking our stuff as like special reports and airing us on the biggest TV station in L.A., the part one of Obama deception, till somebody called the owners and had it shut down. So people are getting the word out. Just don't look for the establishment to let folks know. Beautiful call, Don. That's how we get the word out. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, the truth is rising, isn't it?
The truth is definitely rising, because you can only keep people down for so long. People are waking up to the idea that there is a certain power that they have a privilege to own, a little tiny bit of the God force that everybody has at their disposal. And we do not have to count on outside authorities, whether they are doctor outside authorities or governmental outside authorities or priestocracy outside authorities, for what we know inside our hearts, that we have a healing power that we can access by making correct decisions, by making correct life choices, and by not buying into the baloney that's shoveled out at us on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week clip.
Well, I make a commitment to you that I'm going to try to get my temple in order. I've been working out more, trying to sleep more. I go on the road and behave like a wild hyena, but I'm working on it, my friend. I lost like 40 pounds a few years ago, gained part of it back, and now I've lost about 8 pounds. And I'm really feeling better exercising despite my super stressful lifestyle. Felipe in California, last caller. Sorry to the others. I do apologize. Felipe, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Info Warriors. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is awesome. Over Bilderberg weekend, I recorded and posted a clip of me asking police to see a warrant for an illegal checkpoint. It's about 13 minutes, and it's pretty good.
What's the name of it?
It's illegal Whittier, California checkpoint, or DUI checkpoint. Yeah.
Illegal DUI checkpoint in California. So it's on Google EvilTube?
YouTube.com slash netgrab.
You know the feds are putting grants out, and their cover is DUI checkpoints, still illegal, Fourth Amendment violator, and now they're trying to search our cars and stuff. Why don't they go down to the border or something where there's tens of thousands dead and total bedlam? No, they're too busy hyperventilating about extremists and putting out all these reports to hype local cops up against people with Ron Paul bumper stickers, hoping a few of them go crazy on the cops.
East L.A., people are not going along with this, man.
Good. Are folks waking up there in East L.A.?
It's a slow thing. People are still trying to figure it out. People are still trying to, read through all the legal depth that's being put through. The police aren't sure about it, but they're not going along with it either. I have some of this on video. It's pretty good.
I'm going to watch it. You're awesome. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Even in person, I'm like, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with his title. Hey, man, you're awesome. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com. Great job, crew.